This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com, the home of the binary trigger, the reformation line, and now Providence. Hey, it's Monday, so we're going to talk to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. And tomorrow, we're going to be doing some stuff, Rob and I. Tomorrow's going to be, well, it's going to be big for me anyway.
The Bill and Rob show tomorrow.
The Bill and Rob show, yeah. And Rob is Rob has been kind enough to just set everything up. I could get used to this.
How is your voice today?
It's not bad. I found some spray and some lozenges that I can use that makes things a little better. And I'll take having to spray my throat because I am just about exactly where I want to be. I haven't felt this good in years though.
Awesome. Now, the ninjas and I are doing high fives.
Well, we were talking about we need to do a class, and then John wants to be in a class now. I've got a class that I'm going to be going to. I want to see if you guys want to come to it. We'll talk about that offline later if you want to.
Oh, I definitely want to.
Okay. So, anyway, as we come up on everything, what's on your mind today, sir?
Well, I saw some news that I'd missed, and it reminded me how lucky we have it. The GOP is the party it's hard to love if you're a gun owner. Here's why elections matter. 100 out of the 870 federal judges were appointed by Trump. They've been appointed in the last 2 years. Imagine what the courts would look like if Filonia von Pantsuit had appointed them. The reason we had so many federal appointments is that Mitch McConnell finally rejected an arcane and seldom used rule that required 30 hours of floor debate before the Senate was allowed to vote on each judge. That's called the ability to slow rule, meaning let's make a backroom deal. Otherwise, we'll drag this process out painfully slowly. It's literally a week's testimony on the Senate floor. 100. Now, because remember, these are all the district courts, all the federal appeals courts appointed, and many of them very, very pro-gun.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
When you and I read that Obama was worried that Trump has rewritten Obama's legacy, this is what he's worried about. Well, yeah. Okay, that and a couple $1 billion that Obama sent to Iran, little things like that might come to light. And if we actually had a Department of Justice that worried about breaking the law, but, oh, well, that's just a trivial thing. But 100 federal judges is not a bad start.
Not at all, especially when you look at it. Now, I mean, I cannot fathom a world where the voting electorate would say, yeah, I think I want to go with the Democrats and give up all of this prosperity and these low gas prices and this low unemployment and this high wages and, yeah.
the Democrats will tell them that they deserve something for nothing. Socialism is what they will sell. Because if you got a job, the choice isn't between employment and unemployment. To the voters, the choice will be framed as, sure, you have a job, but wouldn't you rather have something for nothing? Ooh.
Ooh.
A lot of millennials might go for it.
They might. They might. But the only problem is that what are the numbers on millennials? Millennials are not even having sex. How are they going to reproduce? 28% of them say that they went through for a year without having sex. So how are they going to procreate and reproduce and be a voting bloc?
Interesting. The demographics. Welcome to Politics and Guns and Demographics and Sex. Yes. Okay.
That's right. That's right.
Everything,
every facet of freedom has to be over. Every stone has to be turned. Everything has to be looked at.
Well, okay. Let's look at one more thing. Did you see what our friend John Lott turned over?
No, I did not.
He went and John is a numbers guy, just to the soles of his feet. So he said something. He sounded like Bill Frady. I was so glad. He said, "Wait a minute. After the Columbine shooting, that's 20 years ago. Why are there any more shootings?" Well, not every legislature, not every state allowed teachers to be armed. Well, okay, 20 states have. That's not 50, but 20 states have. Let's see how that worked out. Now, it's thin data. Despite what various skewed sources like the Trace would tell us, there is not a mass shooting every day. Fortunately, school shootings are still rare. But when we compare states where teachers were allowed to be armed, we haven't seen a single attack on such a school. And there are now enough of them that that's significant. Again, the data is thin in both cases. Thank God. We don't want a lot of data in this regard. None would be the best solution possible. But we have seen an increase in school murders, particularly the last few years. Now, we know what seems to stop it. Armed teachers. Zero results in school districts, or rather, zero events in districts where teachers were armed. The AMA says that gun violence is contagious. Well, then, what stops it here? Armed teachers seem to stop that contagion. Is it that guns cause crime, or that media exposure, celebrity violence, is what's increasing mass murders? We have psychological studies that say they double the results. That's about what we've seen in school shootings in the last few years.
You know, and the thing about this, though, if 20 states have adopted this, have any of the anti-gun states adopted armed teachers? Any of these may issue states?
Ooh. Well, now that's an interesting question, because how would we qualify Virginia? It has the legislature is Republican,
right?
But the governor and attorney general are virulently anti-gun.
Yeah.
So when a local school district says, "Hey, we're going to arm teachers," the state leans on them. Similarly, New York, upstate, away from New York City.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about it after the break.
Yeah, we will. I mean, the realization, though, that I'm working towards here, if it's real, it sort of chills my blood. But Rob Morse, you can find him at Slowfax WordPress blog. You can find him at ClashDaily.com and at AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. What? Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Was it at a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or
set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse. We were talking about schools that don't get attacked versus, well, so far we haven't had a school attack in a while, which is something I am eternally grateful for. Not because of, you know, it's not because of us not having to get out there and defend gun ownership, though. It's more about, I just don't like to see children get killed. So.
We know it's effective. Fortunately, it's also safe. In that same time, you know, it's been 20 years, we haven't seen a teacher, when school is in session, shoot a student. But remember, just in Florida, and in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Teachers Association said, oh, no, teachers shouldn't be armed. They'll shoot students. And I'm going, can we go back to history class? Has that happened? Or is this just, you know, you're laying your fantasy out in front of the news agencies because they like that fantasy?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's...
Right.
That's the one they like simply because it's the one that... they don't have to prove that one for the first part. They're always shocked, you know, aren't they, when they come back and say, well, you know, we have armed teachers in 20 states and none of them have shot a student yet. Are you guys just bloodthirsty here in Florida?
Right. Is it? On the other hand, you and I have made jokes that a lot of crazy news articles begin, Florida man commits, you know, and you go, uh-oh, yep, here we go. I think, jokes aside, it's because they're not your listeners. They're not a lot of our fellow citizens. Let's be honest, too many of our neighbors aren't reading past the headlines, and we need them to. Thank you for your show, Bill.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just trying to do a public service here.
That's what I... Speaking of a public service, may I change the theme here?
Absolutely.
And this is in Reno. Now, Nevada used to be part of the Wild West, very conservative, and then it got Californicated, particularly Reno and Las Vegas. So a woman's walking across a bridge. She's got another female friend with her. It's after dark, and a 29-year-old man attacks them both, sexually assaults one of the women. They fight back. Thank you. One of them produces a gun, says stop. He doesn't. She solves the problem. Now, several witnesses saw this attack. They're running to the scene. They get there too late to stop either the attack or the women stopping it for themselves. They report what they saw to the police. The police are originally awesome, no harm, no foul. And then they notice that the defender might have been intoxicated. Say, ma'am, you are carrying a gun in public. We're going to go do a breathalyzer exam. So she was charged for carrying under the influence. The self-defense was deemed to be absolutely fine. I think later that charge was pled down and dropped. But my friends, if you and I imbibe, okay, if you're going to be the designated driver, you can be the designated defender as well.
Right.
You can't go drink and drive, and you can't go drink and carry. Please.
That's just common sense, though, isn't it? But, I mean, what did the letter plead down to?
It doesn't say. The article doesn't tell us yet.
I guess my question would be, would she still be allowed to carry a gun?
I don't. And what I wonder is, do they say, okay, you can't carry for 6 months, and if you're clean for 2 years, you get your... I don't know. That would be typical, but what they did in this case, the news report doesn't say, and I haven't been able to dig to find out. it makes sense in some sense when you say don't drink and carry.
Yeah.
But remember, there were five cops that were killed at that cowboy bar in California. They weren't killed. They were part. Some of them were shot. They deliberately disarmed themselves because they knew that if they were carrying a gun and they didn't blow 0.0, they were going to get fired.
Yeah.
And I'm going, really? Does that make sense?
No, that raises all kinds of question marks, doesn't it? At what point? Now, imbibing, and I'm not at, when I go out and I carry a gun, I don't drink.
You're sober.
Period. Right. I do not drink. If I'm going to drink, I'm not carrying a gun. The only time I don't carry a gun, if you see me anywhere, is going to be in Las Vegas when I'm at SHOT Show, just because I have to fly out there and I'm not going to play that game with the TSA. Not playing that game. But, and even then, I don't drink. I had a drink, one, in Las Vegas.
Well, how about NRA? One for the entire event?
None. Because I was carrying a gun.
None.
I was carrying a gun.
For you, it's easy. Thank you. But I'm wondering, and I can absolutely understand why someone says, look, I'm the designated defender for my friends.
Sure.
Okay, I get it. Makes great sense. What I worry is that, we've turned bars into, quote, gun-free zones.
Right.
And now we get people who attack bars. We recently had an event. I wrote about it on Self Defense Gun Stories. A couple was attacked in their home. They weren't carrying. They had a gun there. They had to go get the gun. One of my instructors pointed out, hey, they're getting ready for work. Lots of people work in gun-free zones. Maybe they were armed, but it was 7:30 in the morning. They're getting ready to leave. They had their 3-year-old child with them. Wow. Maybe a gun-free zone disarmed people and left them more vulnerable. Something to consider. There is a downside, a real downside.
Yes, but the biggest problem about gun-free zones, when people like me and you go into them, we have to do it. If we do it, we're doing it voluntarily. So... That's the part that, and we'll expand on that when we get back. Rob is also a podcaster with Self Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society podcast. You can catch that at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all over the place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is set to face a contempt of Congress resolution. Now, this is the latest escalation in the showdown over the release of the Mueller report. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, reminds Democrats,
this is 12 times, I'll put it in perspective for you, Harris, they're doing this 12 times faster than the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt. Over 460-something days before the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt for not complying with subpoenas, we're looking at less than 43 days here.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Finland meeting Monday with his Russian counterpart. America's top diplomat says Russia is expected to stay out of Venezuela.
I made clear our view that the Venezuelans deserve a democracy that is doesn't have any foreign party running their country or involved in their country on a consistent basis in a military way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to go there and buy some parts of something, I really wish you would use that code. But otherwise, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm speaking with Rob Morse 24 hours prior to the big Rob and Bill show.
No, that's the Bill and Rob show.
Okay. Anyway. So
beauty before age, my friend.
Okay, I don't know how that applies to me. I don't know.
You'll figure that out in a minute.
Yeah.
It's the old bald guy show, in either case.
Yeah.
A friend of mine delivered this, and I offer it to you, knowing that neither of us invented it. We hear so many claims from our contemporary socialists in the United States, like, turn in your guns. The government's there to protect you. And the magic answer that I saw was, oh, just like the government in Venezuela?
Yeah.
We need single-payer medical care, just like the government in Venezuela?
Yeah.
We need to nationalize live corporations, because that would be fair, just like the government in Venezuela? We need to have mandatory firearm confiscations to retain and recover all those military-style assault rifles, just like the government in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Because once you vote your way into socialism, it appears you have to shoot your way back out.
That's right.
And part of me wonders if there aren't Venezuelan nationals in the United States, would Trump consider opening our borders to Venezuelan refugees, arming them and saying, guys, you want to go home? You want to send a care package back to your countrymen? Because borders are porous. Even the Cuban military, who's propping up Venezuela, can't secure the Venezuelan border.
Right.
Now, they may be robbing people, you know, it's hard to tell whether those are pirates on the Venezuelan border or government police. But, wow. Yes. Do guns cause crime? Depends on who's holding them.
Yeah.
It's certainly not clear that the police are universally providing safety. Does that sound familiar? I love that guy.
Yeah. The whole thing with them coming here and then us arming them, it would be a lot better to have something forward deployed.
Yes.
Which I'm almost certain that there is some sort of contingency being played out right now somewhere. And I wouldn't be surprised if there Guaido, if he has not got some sort of a back channel working with the United States government and asking for this and asking for that. Because, see, this is the kind of thing special forces guys do. They're the ones that...
Ah!
Yeah, the whole concept of special forces is they go in there, a 12, 15-man A team, they speak the language, they know the... and they go native. And they train the people there, and they arm the people there, and then they lead them. But they let them fight their own fight. And this is, you know, that's something that was developed, you know, special forces. That's something they, the whole IA team, idea was, you know, that was where it was. We were doing that in Vietnam with the Montagne Yard tribesmen.
So we've had, wow, what a 40-year history, 50-year history
of doing that
for special forces doing this. I'm sure they are in country. I would hope. Isn't that interesting? We don't hope and pray for a peaceful revolution. We hope and pray that special forces are turned loose to do the best job they can bring freedom to people who need it.
Panama would be considered a forward deployed area. That's
gotcha.
That's where the U.S. Army Jungle School is.
Right.
And quite a few military posts. So, and Spanish is a fairly common language, but most of the A-team would speak Spanish and all this other stuff. So I don't, you know, we'll see what we get out of it. It just depends on how deep and how embedded all of these Cubans are, but we'll see.
I would think that the first time, well, I did see pictures of these they're armored cars. They're not tanks.
Right.
That were used to run over unarmed protesters. Guess what? They're not Molotov cocktail proof.
No, they are not. That's the problem with all of those vehicles. They all have an air intake.
Right.
So, yeah, you when you throw one of those at one of those vehicles, you're aiming for the air intake because it will suck. It's a lot of those things, like the M1 Abrams tank.
Yes.
Has the same turbine engine as the Black Hawk.
So,
well, I mean, if you Molotov one of those things, you basically got a jet engine sucking air in to so
raw gas, and all of a sudden it goes, oops, too much of a good thing.
Yeah. So
gotcha.
too many flames introduced. It's not instantaneous, and it's not a spectacular explosion or anything else like that. It's actually quite self-contained, but when you're watching it, if you know how many people are in that vehicle, that's how many are being cooked.
Oof.
Especially if they have ammo in there and that starts cooking off, then it's not a good day. It's not a good day. It's not a good day to be getting a ride on that thing.
What you're telling me is that there is expertise that helps, quotes, unarmed individuals defend themselves even against an armed force.
Yeah, well, I mean, now, this is in the very beginning of all of this, right? But you will see if this continues, mm-hmm. you will see a guerrilla force emerge out of this. They'll be ex-military, ex-law enforcement, or civilians that got picked up by the ex-military, ex-law enforcement to help them. And then you'll start seeing a bunch of hit and run stuff. And then, you know, we'll see what we get out of that. But once that starts, Maduro's days are numbered. There's no way to fight that.
Well, and it's interesting then that what you're telling me is that the military will support a failed regime until the military starts to lose a few. And then they go, well, it's not.
Well, the ones that the generals
will. Now I get
it. The generals will.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on who's loyal to who.
Gotcha.
I mean, in an environment like that, in Vietnam, you would have the general in charge of the Air Force strafing the general in charge of the Army. And that's the kind of environment that's why us not going there and letting them do their stuff is preferable, I would say. So,
wow.
I don't know how that's going to work out in Venezuela. We will see. But I certainly hope for nothing but the best for those people because they have put up with an enormous amount of misery.
They have.
Yes, they have.
And the people who say, that could never happen here, and I'm going, aren't you the same guys who just told me you want to nuke me because I own guns?
Yeah.
Wait a minute here. After the break.
Yeah, after the break. Old Duke Nukem there, he has no idea what he's talking about. You can tell he's never played in the old uniforms. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Here we go!
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, check them out. Talking to Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, shooter, student.
Occasionally I get to talk to my friend Bill Frady.
Oh yeah, well, not just occasionally, on a regular basis.
You were talking about representatives who've never been in uniform. I met Dan Crenshaw and his wife. That's the representative from Texas.
Yep.
Retired from the Navy SEALs, medically retired. And there couldn't be a greater contrast than the other representative you just mentioned, Eric Swalwell, who's from California. His uniform is a dark blue suit.
If that
was the representative who said he would nuke gun owners?
Yeah. Well, see, you know, my question about that is we didn't nuke any, we haven't nuked anybody since World War II. What exactly would be the what would be the occasion to nuke anybody today?
I think what he's saying is he, like many socialists, would use the force of the state to suppress his political opponents.
The only problem with that is that that dual reality. Because they would use the power of the state. Let's say they want to use the power of the state. Recently, we had the Juicy Smollett thing happen in Chicago.
Right.
And all of the leftists got out, even though, you know, the police were out there saying, we know that he faked this. He's the one that put this together. So what they said was this was a setup by the police. Right? That's what they said.
Wow.
That's what they said. And we've had Ferguson and we've had Baltimore and we've had all these places where all of these activists don't want the police to be there or anything else. So how exactly, after all of this upheaval against the police, do the leftists think they're now going to employ the police
to say go and put on these plate carriers and go and get these guns. Yes, I know you're outnumbered 19,001. It's the law. So, you know, that's something they need to sit back and acknowledge before they sit out there and start saying, we're going to come and do this and we're going to come and do that. Because even in Connecticut, where they signaled that they wanted to do that, they, you know, they had a dose of realism.
Let's amplify that. A couple things come to mind. You mentioned Connecticut, where they said they are bad, modern sporting rifle, ooh, military, confiscate, register. And nobody registered. Not even, what was it, 50? They thought about 50,000 police officers refused to register their ARs?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I bet that makes the, that changes the talking points a lot. We've seen police, basically you can't hire policemen in Portland and Spokane because it's so crazy. They're going, no, these guys, I mean, catch and release, you're nuts. They've basically said, property crimes under 750, we're not even going to prosecute them. Okay, so the guy gets to do a stick-up robbery for free? Wow.
That just, all that does to me is just a further vindication. You saw where the MSNBC talking head was looking at Venezuela and gave vindication to the Second Amendment because there the government has all the guns, so of course they have all the power. Wait a minute, what did I just say? They had that right moment where they were right for a change. That's just vindication to, you know, calling a police officer or an EMT or any of these people who do firemen, any of these people, calling them first responders is a little bit of a misnomer.
Right.
The first responder is the victim. They're the ones that are actually going to respond and react. And the difference is going to be, if we go with CDC numbers, if they had their way, that means that there would be 3 million additional violent crimes perpetrated per year instead of the 3 right. million, up to 3 million they say would stop. So, you know, they've got a big logic issue. I wish Spock was president right now. The logic being turned on them would be just absolutely amazing just to watch it happen.
What you're saying is that civilian gun ownership is a virtue.
Yeah.
And notice that. That makes such a difference. Not only have we found that, look, we don't disarm criminals with gun control. Criminals, surprise, don't obey our laws. We're disarming the people who need to protect themselves. I saw somebody republished one of John Lott's older articles where he said, look, I've studied every big gun control bill. I haven't found a single example where crime dropped because of it. It may have dropped throughout the entire society, but it wasn't going along dropping slowly. And then, oh, we passed gun control in Chicago and violence dropped at a higher rate. Didn't happen. Doesn't happen.
No.
Sadly.
No.
Sadly. So we need more. We need another couple million listeners. You know, I understand that NRA TV is probably not going to get a lot more viewers. To me, that says Lock and Load Radio is the next big thing.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That's very nice. That's very nice. I don't know if anybody at Ackerman McQueen's going to be happy to hear about that, but we'll be talking about that kind of stuff tomorrow night. We have a full hour for you tomorrow night of alternatives to the NRA, if that's what you're looking for. We're going to be very, you know, I know some of the stuff he's coming with. I know some of the stuff I'm coming with. I have a little experience with some of these. I'm sure you have too. Rob has had a lot. You've had a lot of experience with Second Amendment Foundation, yeah? GRPC yes. and all the stuff that you go to.
Right.
I've had experience right. with Gun Owners of America. So we have a little bit of an insider's view of what is and is not. And Rob's got a guest that we'll leave for a surprise for right now, but let's just say he also has an insider's view of this lane. But, you know, the Ackerman McQueen thing is, It's a sad thing. I wish it was not the case, because all of the people that are actually the personalities there, the Coleones and all those people, I wish them only the best. I just wish that they, Ackerman McQueen forgot to get them any distribution.
Well, I cannot fault any of the talent that the NRA uses.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, why is Dana Loesch not working for the NRA, or Cam Edwards, or I forgot his name, John, the guy who does the production, you know, Dana Loesch? Why were they outside hired talent at Ackerman McQueen? I just don't understand that at all.
Well, see,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, why Dana Loesch is the spokesperson for NRA. Why isn't she on the NRA payroll just for that reason alone? Why was, Oliver North was an Ackerman McQueen employee.
Well, but he could speak since he was also the vice president. And why is the executive VP telling the president what to do? That's kind of upside down. It is the Wayne LaPierre show, and I don't understand why. Again, maybe that explains why it took the NRA so long to generate any clear response to a public event.
Yeah.
There was a huge lag in chain of command. NRA to Ackerman McQueen to the talent.
We're running out of this, but you're going to get 3 hours of this tomorrow, folks. So tomorrow we're going to go downtown. We're going downtown. Rob, you can find his stuff both as podcast and the written word. He's out there, very prolific, very much out there. And I will call you tomorrow about this class that I got coming up that I would like to see you guys at, just because I think it'd be fun. But it will take a little bit of modification. So anyway. Thank you, sir. We'll talk with Rob tomorrow night. He'll be back tomorrow night. Coming up next from The Truth About Guns is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.